Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio with your host, scientist and researcher Tom Palladino, and his co-host, Monet Kelso. Tom, are you with us?
I am. Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you so much for being with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have such exciting news to give you tonight, such amazing things to tell you. We're going to take you on a journey into the future, but the future is here right now. We're also going to bone you up a little bit on science so that you can appreciate and understand more fully what we're going to tell you tonight. In addition to that, we are going to have live testimonials tonight to explain to you from a human perspective all of this high science that we're going to bring you tonight. But this is the kind of science that can touch you where you live in the most powerful way. You really want to call someone that's hurting, someone that's not feeling well, someone that's been sick, and tell them to listen to this show, text them, say, hey, listen, I'm on to something, we're about to go into the future, and find the future of wellness here today, tonight, on the Divine Energy Radio Show. Well, first, Tom, I was thinking we should talk about energy and matter. And there's something called the Bohr model. And could you explain that to the people a little bit, Tom?
Sure. First of all, once again, I thank everybody for taking the time to consider scalar energy and what great promise it holds for mankind. Well, let's get down to that question. Niels Bohr was a great physicist, and he developed essentially the atomic theory. And as we know, people, you'll have a proton that's surrounded by electrons. Well, if you look at that makeup, if you look at that motif, it's the energy in between, that is, the energy between the proton and the electron that is vast, that accounts for most of the space, per se. Well, we might ask ourselves, well, then what's the point of having this small proton and this small electron surrounded by such a great and vast amount of space? Well, it's not a vacuum. And it's our contention that intervening area is filled with scalar energy. Scalar energy is the active principle of all atomic structure. Scalar energy is the animating principle of the universe. So what we conceive as matter, what we conceive as physical matter, is really controlled by a much more subtle dynamic, which is immaterial, which is non-physical scalar energy or scalar light. And that's what we're addressing tonight. This animating principle, this non-physical reality, which is energy. It's the energy of the stars. It is scalar energy, and that's what we want to really focus on tonight, and the wonderment, what scalar energy will allow mankind to achieve. Scalar energy is a different type of energy. It's not electricity. I have been researching scalar energy for 25 years, and I have discovered incredible things with this energy. It is capable of so many favorable things. You can control scalar energy, and you can do things with scalar energy. You can achieve with scalar energy what you cannot achieve with electricity. So that's what we're really going to focus on tonight, the capability of scalar energy.
Well, I also know, Tom, that physicist Nassim Haramein actually proved that there's not a vacuum in between the electrons, the protons, and the neutrons. And we can see this when during an atomic chain reaction, when they split these little tiny particles apart, what happens? A huge amount of energy is released. And that gives us just a glimpse at the power of scalar energy. Because really, those little protons and electrons, just like our universe, are all perfectly ordered patterns. And what is holding them in their order? And that is what you're talking about, right, Tom, the scalar energy.
Yeah, that's correct. What holds the universe, what gives geometry to the universe is scalar energy. It's not electricity. So we're working with this, again, this primal force in nature, scalar energy. Scalar energy originates from the stars of the universe. And it is scalar energy that actually forms, assembles protons. It is scalar energy that actually assembles, forms electrons. Scalar energy is responsible for the formation of all matter, including the atomic particles of, again, protons or electrons. Now, just think of that. First, you start off with instructions. Scalar energy serves as the instructions of the universe. Well, before you build anything, you have instructions. You have a blueprint. Scalar energy serves as the blueprint of the universe. Scalar energy serves as the instructions for the universe. I know that's a profound thought, but that's what I have found through my research. And other scalar energy researchers have come to that conclusion likewise. It is scalar energy that gives geometry, formation to everything in the universe.
Well, you know, Tom, I was thinking today about the Big Bang Theory and the unlikeliness of it. Basically, if you were to take any explosive device and blow up a boulder, the chance of everything forming perfectly ordered vortexual galaxies, perfectly ordered atomic structures, perfectly ordered planets rotating around each other with perfect harmony. What are the chances of that happening? Has that ever happened at an explosive site? I don't think so. So therefore, there was a governing force. We don't know maybe how it occurred exactly, but one thing we do know, there was a governing force that has kept everything in perfect order all the way down to the unseen world of the atoms, all the way out to the furthest reaches of the universe. So really, all of us are living and swimming in a soup of scalar energy. But what's the difference, Tom, when you are able to direct this energy then to the human biology? And after all your years of research, what did you discover when you focus this energy on human life?
And as you put it so adroitly, scalar energy really is the governing energy of the universe. It is a first principle. It sets everything else into motion. Well, through my research, I've discovered that I can take scalar energy and I can control a pathogen. I can control a germ. Well, in so doing, I'm able to disassemble matter with scalar energy. Now, in particular, I take scalar energy and I disassemble germs. I disassemble viruses and bacteria, fungi and protozoan. Well, this is fascinating to me, and it works. And the reason it works is simply by virtue of the fact that I have scalar energy instruments. My scalar energy instruments allow me, once again, to control matter. I am master, if you will, of the physical domain. And in so doing, I've devised a technique. It's taken me years to perfect, but I am at the point now whereby I can routinely disassemble germs. Well, again, imagine what that means to mankind, to be able to take a germ and break it down into smaller components, such as that of the elements. We finally have the tool to painlessly, to routinely take apart, to disassemble a pathogen. This is going to open the door to allowing people to find relief from all types of pathogenic infection, all types of pathogenic disease. I worked with an individual, and this individual had herpes infection. Well, after treating this individual and with scalar and after subsequent diagnostic testing, the tests have come back negative. There's no viral load of the herpes virus. Why? Scalar energy disassembled the herpes virus. It no longer exists.
Well, isn't it true that these viruses and these germs are basically chaotic life forms in and of themselves, expressions of chaos, because they disrupt normal function and biology. So that's why people don't have to be afraid of scalar energy that's being used for healing, because those pathogens themselves are chaotic forms of a lower frame of existence. And therefore, removing them is just breaking them down into their components, like you said, carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen. So there's no healing crisis when this happens. Is that right, Tom?
That's absolutely correct. That's correct.
So unlike, you know, when you take an antibiotic or garlic, or you do one of those harsh antimicrobial protocols, and then you get the fever and the rash and the diarrhea, none of that happens with scalar.
That's absolutely correct. Why? Because it's not a chemical process. We're not working with drugs. This is not a chemical reaction. Instead, we're working on an entirely different level. We're working with light, pure light from the stars. We're working with scalar energy. Hence, there are no adverse reactions.
Well, Tom, I'm really excited to get our guests on and to talk more about this. And ladies and gentlemen, are you on the edge of your seat? This is real. And we're going to show you how real right after the break. Please stay with us. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, scientist and researcher, Tom Palladino, and your co-host, Monet Kelso. We were just talking about how this governing energy that really carries in it the information of perfect order is now able to be used. Tom has, after 25 years, that's a quarter of a century of research, has been able to perfect a technology that will safely deliver this divine energy with the information of perfection in it to the body in a positive way, but to pathogens, it becomes a negative thing because they are chaotic life forms and degrade the creation, much like the property of entropy that I believe, and I think Tom believes also, entered in after we separated from our source in the Garden of Eden. So really, Tom, this is sort of like the primordial energy that was in the Garden of All Perfection, isn't
it? Right. And that's a good term. Scalar energy is source energy, meaning what? It comes from the source of everything, which is the Creator. Well, if the Creator is the first cause of all causes, then scalar energy is the means by which the Creator utilizes to create the universe. Well, as long as we are united with scalar energy, we are united with the source or with the Creator. And once we deviate from scalar energy and we start utilizing electromagnetic energy, we are no longer with the source. Electromagnetic energy, electricity and magnetism, is an inferior type of energy. It's not perfect energy like scalar. It's my contention that there is a heaven, and heaven is composed exclusively of scalar energy. There is no electricity in heaven. So what were we saying? Source energy directly from God is scalar energy. It's perfect energy. And as Monet said, scalar energy never experiences any type of weakening. There is no entropy. Scalar energy will never weaken over time or distance. So if I had my druthers, and I'm sure that most of you would agree with me, I would much rather work with scalar energy, which is a perfect energy from God that does not experience any type of degradation. There is no entropy. It is a perpetual source of energy, hence it carries perfect instructions. It is capable of perfect harmony. Well, we want that. We want perfection. We don't want the imperfection of electricity. Rather, we want the perfection of scalar energy.
Well, electrical therapies also have the proximity issue, where you have to be directly in touch with a technology in order to get a treatment from an electrical source. However, what I found in my 30 years of being in the alternative healing world and having tested so many advanced energy technologies is that a lot of the electricity that's conducted through things like the Hulda Clark Zapper and different other things is actually very discoherent, disorganized electricity at that. And there is a big downside, because then you're bringing chaos into the body. And really, chaos is the opposite of perfection. It is the manifestation of entropy and decay. And so how could that be beneficial? Yes, it might zap a couple parasites, but it's also going to zap you. And it's also going to zap your healthy flora that are vital for so many functions and enzyme production in the body and the assimilation of certain vitamins and nutrients and minerals. But scalar energy is not like that. And also, Tom, because scalar energy has no limit and doesn't dissipate, you can treat someone anywhere in the world. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, why is that possible? Well, again, scalar energy is not electricity. Scalar energy has a different property about it. And I have found that my scalar energy instruments are able to broadcast a signal to any person in the world. Furthermore, I have observed that scalar energy can pass through any physical object. Remember, scalar energy is non-physical. It is not a physical quantum, if you will. It is a light expression. And scalar energy, hence, can pass through any physical object. Well, I frequently treat people on the other side of the earth. I frequently treat people in Australia and New Zealand. So my contention is this. Scalar energy leaves as a broadcast of energy from my instrument in the United States and will travel directly through the earth in order to treat, in order to find somebody on the other side of the planet. Now, you can't do that with electricity. Scalar energy easily passes through any physical object. It's profound, but this is what I have discovered, and other theorists and other practitioners have likewise experienced. There is no impediment to scalar energy.
Well, in some experiments we were doing with scalar energy, we found that it will penetrate a Faraday cage as well, of course.
Of course, of course. But scalar energy, it assumes a double helix configuration. It moves like a vortex, as Monet has mentioned many times. It is a double helix in motion. Well, that particular geometry, that particular type of light quantum is able to penetrate through any physical barrier. There is no obstacle to scalar energy.
So then the next question, so that we can clarify it for the people, is how do you use your instrument to specifically target specific individuals?
I always use photographs of people in order to treat with scalar energy. If I wanted to treat myself with scalar energy, I would simply take my photograph and insert it in the instrument. Scalar energy is able to decipher the code, the light signature on every photograph. Hence, a photograph of myself has a specific pattern, a specific signature. A scalar energy instrument will allow that scalar energy can be interpreted off of a photograph, and then in turn, a broadcast, a emanation of scalar energy can be sent to that person, no matter where they are in the world. For instance, if I live on the East Coast of the United States, and I wanted to treat myself while I'm traveling on the West Coast of the United States, all I would have to do would be to insert my photograph in a scalar energy instrument. And the instrument would immediately pick up the energy, the harmonic, the signature from that photograph, and would broadcast energy from the East Coast of the United States to the West Coast of the United States, and I would be treated if I were in Washington or Oregon. That's the beauty of this.
Well, basically, the photograph is sort of like a fingerprint, yeah, or a retinal scan. It's a unique identifier, and it has information in it. I remember way back when I was a little kid hearing about the discovery of new Aboriginal tribes and them not wanting their picture taken because they felt that a part of their soul was in that picture. Well, you know, maybe they weren't so far off, because this scalar technology is able to take the information from that photograph and specifically deliver this harmonic, perfect, divinely ordered energy specifically to that person with that signature. Isn't that true, Tom?
That's correct. And perhaps people, these indigenous tribes, understood something that we don't understand. Indeed, a photograph captures your scalar energy essence. If I have a photograph of somebody, I have captured in some way their essence, their personhood. Why? Because everything can be defined by way of light. Even a photograph of a person captures that person's personality.
Well, this is so exciting, Tom, because I don't think people understood that, and really it makes so much sense that because scalar energy is a light form, that the light signature of a photograph would be a perfect delivery system to make sure that that treatment goes specifically to that person. Well, I think we have one of our callers joining us, and is going to join us right after this next break. So stay tuned so you can hear about what happened with this person and scalar energy right after the break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. And we were just explaining with scientist and researcher Tom Palladino how he can specifically deliver scalar energy information, the information of perfection and coherence, to someone anywhere in the world because of the light signature information that's in their photograph. And we were going to have a testimonial join us, but we're having technical issues right now. So we're going to continue this amazing discussion and maybe read a few testimonials right from Tom's website. And hey, if you want to learn more about Tom's scalar energy, his research, and what's happening in the lives of thousands of people all over the world, you can go to his website too at www.selfhealgo.com. I'm going to spell it out for you to make it easy. Get your pen. It's self, S as in summer, E-L-F as in future, heal, HEAL, go, G-O.com, selfhealgo.com, and you can learn all about scalar energy and maybe even try it out for yourself. So I have a testimony right here of one of the most menacing conditions that's becoming more prevalent today, celiac disease. Also, I've read several testimonies of Crohn's disease also, Tom, but this particular testimony, it was from November 13th, 2014. It says, the most notable difference is that I have celiac disease, or at least a gluten intolerance, which manifests as a hot burning rash right under my belly. I've been under considerable stress over the past few years and an emotional eater, so I've developed a bit of an extra tire on this part of my body. So skin has touched skin on a pretty consistent basis. During the first few months of being treated with Tom's scalar energy, I had eaten gluten and was still getting the rash. During the past 3 weeks, however, I have been eating huge amounts of gluten to test my body and see if I can produce a reaction or a rash, and no matter what I do, I don't get a rash. This is amazing. She also states that she didn't just get relief from the rash. She said, the next thing I notice is that my mood is always pretty happy. In fact, my boyfriend laughs at me because the thing I probably say the most is I'm happy. But I have noticed that since I've been getting these scalar treatments, my life seems to finally be turning around, and now I have even more happiness than before. Before I started the cleanse, she goes on, I was having knee joint issues. I was working in retail on a part-time basis, and it did a number on my knees. I know as recently as October 5th, around the same time I started my cleanse with Tom Palladino, my knees were still bothering me and would do odd things. If I even stepped on an uneven surface, my knee pain would come back. But now my knee pain is completely gone. And this is all happening from one kind of energy, Tom?
Exactly. That's the beauty of it. Scalar energy is capable of carrying an infinite number of instructions. And how is that possible? Well, this is God's design. Scalar energy serves as the instructions for the entire universe. And once we catch up to that, and once we realize what we're dealing with the intelligence of the universe. This is the intelligence of God. So scalar energy can, with this intelligence, it can do so much to the body. It can correct so many problems, so many diseases. Why? It's intelligent energy.
Well, great. Well, we've got our live testimonials hooked up and ready to go. So let's hear about it from someone who's experienced it firsthand. Who do we have with us?
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Thanks so much for joining us tonight on the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino, who I think you know pretty well. Well, please tell us about your experience, how you were feeling before you had the treatments, and then what happened when you started getting them.
Yeah, I had a lot of problems in my life. I had a lot of parasites. I was very achy. I'm 55 years old, so I was going through a lot of different things. And when I got on Scalar Energy, the first month, I have to admit I was a little tired. And the second month, I felt better. I've been on it now 5 months, going on my 6th month. And the energy level I have now since the disassembling of so many pathogens, my body is repairing, and I feel awesome. But I wanted to mention also that I see a live blood analysis lady. Her name is Dr. Pam. And I've been going to her for about 5 years. And I told her about scalar energy, and she says, I don't believe anything unless I see it in the blood. I said, okay, fine. So I went back to her, and 38th day on scalar. I was 38 days into it. She pulled up my blood. She picks your finger. She pulls it up on a monitor. And both of us looked at the screen because I'm pretty good now at looking at my own blood. And she almost fell off her chair. She says, my gosh, DJ, she says, I've never seen your blood look this good in 5 years. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, just 38 days. So my thing is people don't look at their blood like I did. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, I don't know if I felt anything. Well, if you saw your blood, you'd see what was going on. My plasma was beautiful. The red blood cells were moving around freely. And then I got on the hormone, which was even better. But I had hot flashes for 4 years. And Tom said, try the hormone. And I said, definitely, because I didn't want to do the synthetic drugs and the creams. So I went ahead and got on the hormone. And within 3 weeks, my 4 years of hot flashes were gone, literally gone. I haven't had a hot flash since. I'm still on hormone therapy, and it's just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Wow. So, Tom, you have a special hormone treatment also that delivers that information by the scalar waves?
That's correct. We have the ability to assemble female as well as male hormones for women and men, respectively. And once again, scalar energy allows us to control nature. We have the ability to assemble, to form hormones within the human body. That's one of the many benefits of scalar energy. You can control hormones.
Well, also, that's why we don't really have to be disease-focused. Like, I had a girlfriend. I told her about it. She's going to be starting soon. And she said, well, has he ever treated someone with this condition? And I said, honey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you have, because when your body gets that information of perfection, it's going to know what to do with it. And also, when the pathogenic load starts getting taken down, your immune system is going to be able to work on the other things in your body that are going on. Donna, is that what you experienced, really kind of an overall sense of well-being, like everything was coming back into order?
Yes, another thing with the hormone I wanted to mention that I thought was really, really unique was that the first day, which was the first morning that I received the hormone treatment and Tom said I was going to get it, I felt this peace come over me. I can't explain it, but I have very tense neck muscles. I've had whiplash a few times. I hold a lot of my stress in my neck. All of that tense feeling in my neck went away that day and has never returned. So something about when you're balanced with the hormones, amazing things happen, especially for the females, of course.
Well, you know, so many of us think, you know, oh, well, I'm getting old. I guess I should have aches and pains. I guess I should have hormone problems. But scalar energy doesn't agree. Really, What's happening to our bodies is they're being degraded by a pathogen load. They're being degraded by an overload of environmental toxins. And the scalar energy helps to reduce the impact of that chaos. It helps to take the burden off of the body so it can do what it was created to do, which is to live. Have you noticed any changes in your skin and hair or in your appearance?
Yes, yes, I have. My hair is shinier. My skin is a little bit more moist, I guess. I don't need all the lotions that I used to use. And majorly is the energy. I have more energy. And I don't mean like, I don't drink any caffeine products, but I have a nice balanced energy that goes all through the day. And I don't know if I ever told Tom, but I'm also hypoglycemic. So even if I miss a meal, I don't feel the ups and downs like I used to. I don't know why that is, but I have a balanced energy all day now.
That is amazing. That's tremendous. That means that it's helping your body modulate its issues. In other words, we don't have to guess, oh, should we bring this up or should we bring this down? The scalar energy does the thinking for us because it has the divine intelligence to know exactly what the body needs, and the body responds to this energy by restoring its own function. And that's what's so amazing. That's why the effects are seen so broadly across so many different body systems, because the body knows what to do. It has the divine intelligence in it. And I think, Tom, I think your technology activates that divine intelligence. Would you agree?
Yes, it does. That's the beauty of scalar energy. We have found the source energy directly from the Creator. It's intelligent energy. Anything that comes from the Creator has an infinite intelligence about it. That's what we're working with. This is the intelligence of the universe, and with the intelligence of the universe, we can do so many things, including instruct hormones how to assemble inside the human body. That's intelligence. That is an intelligent process. That's what we're doing with scalar energy.
And that's so vital, Tom, because a lot of the environmental toxins we're exposed to form what's known as pseudo-hormones and will block the receptor site and actually can destroy our natural hormones. So this is amazing. This scalar energy is able to mitigate that whole situation and go right and get things functioning the way they should be. But are we surprised? It is the divine energy, after all. Donna, your testimony tonight was so inspiring. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking with us. I hope you'll come back and talk with us. I hope you'll come back and talk with us again.
Oh, definitely, I will. I feel I'm going to stay on. Obviously, I'm going to stay on it. So hopefully, I have even something better to tell you in a few months down the road.
I don't know if it could get any better, but we would love to hear more and see how things are progressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Donna. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining us. And everyone, we'll be right back with another testimonial of this amazing divine energy in just a few moments. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. Wow, Tom, Donna was an amazing testimony.
Yes, I've been working with her for a good 5 to 6 months now. She has seen steady improvement in her health. She's not had to undertake any other type of treatment modality while I've been working with her. So I could more or less pinpoint, I could isolate that it's been the scalar energy that has served to improve her health. Notably, she mentioned that she was having hot flashes. Well, that soon was alleviated. Once she went on the scalar energy hormone therapy, she no longer has hot flashes, and she's had them for years. Why? What's at work? Simply stated, scalar energy has indeed assembled female hormones in her body that has served to, in many ways, mitigate and essentially correct the hot flashes and the what I would consider the deficiency that she had in hormones. So scalar energy, once again, as a divine energy, as an intelligent energy, will serve to command the body. We can control the human body with scalar energy. In this case, we are doing what? We are actually assembling female hormones.
I have a testimony here from your website, Tom. It says, lost 2 sizes in 6 weeks. Dear Tom, I subscribe monthly to Scalar Therapy. I see where there is fat metabolism and hormone therapy options available. I hope so. It seems that they are, because I have lost almost 2 sizes in 6 weeks doing nothing special. OMG. So really, it's what the body, see, the body is a divine machine. So of course, when it gets the divine energy, the two intelligences, basically you have a double helix, as it were, of agreement, the body responding to the scalar and the scalar having the information that the body needs to correct itself. So all sorts of different things, depending upon what someone's physical condition is, the symptoms that they're having, we don't have to focus on it. The body knows what to do, and the scalar energy knows what to do as well. I have here another testimony from Tom's website. And there are also, here's one, it says, Dear Tom Palladino, your treatments work like a miracle for me. For the first time in many years, I can breathe. My sinus is clearing up and my throat and lungs are so much better. I feel lighter and I'm getting stronger every day. Now that's an infection issue, but that makes sense because of what's happening to the pathogens when they get exposed to the scalar energy. And here's another one. Dear Tom, I've been lifted out of depression from the chakra balance. I feel so much better, happier, and peaceful. I feel better all around. I'm sleeping better. I have heightened dreams. I am hooked on Scalar. And I'm continuing and also doing the fat metabolism. Thank you for doing this work and for helping all the people that you help. Tom, this must make you feel awesome when you hear stories
it
like this.
It really does. It really does. And it's so rewarding. After years of research, people, I finally get to prove that there is merit to scalar energy. I finally have perfected these instruments to the point where people are recovering their health. That's what this is all about. As a researcher, I'm trying to seek the happiness of mankind. This yes, it's very scientific what I'm doing, but the common denominator is people. We're trying to improve the lot, the welfare of mankind. We want to improve the world situation, and I think we can do that with scalar energy.
Here's a testimony. It says, Hi, Tom. I've been receiving your scalar energy treatments going on 4 months now, and I want to report how well I'm doing. I had Lyme disease for over 14 years, so we knew that I would be needing treatments for at least a year. I realize I'm in it for the long haul, but in the short term, I have noticed some very encouraging things that I know are the scalar treatments. I feel both physically and emotionally better when I'm receiving the treatments. I travel a fair amount and am exposed to all sorts of germs, and I haven't even gotten one cold since beginning treatment. People around me have been getting sick all the time, and I've caught nothing. Because my system was weakened by the Lyme, it is very unusual for me to feel so good and not catch stuff. I wish more people were open to trying these wonderful treatments. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you, Tom, for sharing your gift with the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know this may sound unusual. You've probably never heard anything like this before. But, you know, when Thomas Edison tried to show people the light bulb, they said he was crazy. When Henry Ford built the first car, people said, you're out of your mind. How are people going to get the petrol? There's no petrol stations. There were no roads. But these were visionaries who were ahead of their time. They had information that was above and beyond what anybody else had. But they were right, weren't they?
Of course they were.
Now, what if you happen upon this radio show, what Tom and I believe is not by coincidence. We believe that this might be a divine appointment for you to experience the divine energy for yourself. Have you been feeling tired? Have you been seeming to age before your time? Are you having hormone issues? Have you been sick? Do you know someone else that has tried everything and is out of answers? Maybe they should step out on a limb like Thomas Edison and Henry Ford did and try scalar energy. If you want to get more information about scalar energy and you want them to take a look at it, have them read the testimonials at Tom's website, www.selfhealgo.com. That's self as in S as in summer, E L F as in future, heal, H E A L G O dot com. Selfhealgo.com. And now we have our other testimonial on. Who's with us tonight?
Hi, my name is Karen, and I am from Palm Harbor, Florida.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we're here with Tom. Tom, I think you know Karen pretty well, don't you?
I do. Good evening. Hi.
Tom, I just want to thank you. I mean, I have had the opportunity to be on the Scalar Energy for maybe about 6 months now, but I noticed my results that of something that was bothering me for over 30 years. And within the first month, I tested it to my husband's chagrin. I used to have herpes simplex 1, which is the cold sores around your mouth. And I had gotten that when I was a teenager from reading the prescription for an antibiotic incorrectly, assuming I was supposed to take it every 12 hours. It was on a 24-hour basis, so I actually took a double dose and totally wiped out the bacteria in my body, and I got a horrible thrush and herpes on my mouth, up my nose, and I was very sensitive to being in the sun. I will have been for years in travels. It was getting worse and going up my nose if I was subjected to the sun. Well, when I was introduced to Scalar Energy and on it for your nutrient therapy and the disassembly, for less than a month, I decided to test the waters, and I went out to Clearwater Beach, and I laid on that white sand for 5 hours with nothing on my lips and nothing on my nose.
Okay, Carrie, before you tell us what happens next, we have to take a quick break. Will you stay with us?
Yes, I will.
Okay, everybody, I hope you're on the edge of your seats to find out what happened to Carrie at Clearwater Beach. We will be right back with the Divine Energy Radio Show. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're here with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and we have one of his clients on, Carrie, from Palm Harbor, Florida, who is telling us her story about how for 30 years she could not go out into the sun without breaking into sun blisters, fever blisters, which is one of the manifestations of the herpes virus. So she started the Scalar treatments, and how long had you been doing them, Carrie?
At the time, I had been on it less than 30 days.
Okay, so
and
you went to the beach.
I went on that white sand with no protection on my lips or my nose or anywhere around my face. And I came home. Now, I have to tell you, though, about a week later, I felt like my lips were swelling, like they were hurting underneath, like it was going to happen, and nothing happened. Usually, I would break out within the next 24 hours. But apparently there's this death syndrome or something, expression, where the blood has a four-month memory and it says, wait a minute, we're supposed to be responding to this, and couldn't because there was no virus left there. So I never, and nor since, in the past 6 months, have had another outbreak. Do you know how liberating that is? I mean, I used to wear a hat and weed my yard and put chapstick on and all kinds of stuff on my face to keep from breaking out. Now I go out there and go, nah, 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 nah. I mean, it's really exciting to me.
And there is modern medicine doesn't have an answer for the herpes virus, do they?
Say that again?
Were you able to get any other kind of medical treatment for this herpes virus?
Oh, absolutely not. Only thing you could ever get for it would be symptomatic, make it not hurt so much or, you know, maybe shorten the life of it, but never make it just never show up again. It's never shown up again. And it's been 6 months. It has never shown up. I still live in Florida.
And you're
so
still going out in the sun.
Summer without it. No, I'm thrilled. I can't imagine what I don't have in my body anymore, and I'm excited about that. I mean, we have tons of chemtrails in our skies, and I'm probably one of the healthiest people I know. I feel like I have an armor on me. Bring it on. Ebola, bring it on. I'm not going to get it. You know, what I love is that we're getting disassembled on multiple times throughout the week. So even if I were to be subjected to it unknowingly until someone comes down with it, I know that it's being disassembled several times a week. I mean, how many pathogens is Tom up to right now?
40,000. Good question. We're able to disassemble over 40,000 species of germs. It's really incredible, the progress we're making.
Several times a week, right?
Yes. Oh, I treat every day now, 7 days a week, without fail. Yep. Yes.
That's fantastic. I just feel like I can go anywhere, and I can go on Walmart, and you know.
Right. You don't have to be so scared to touch everything or be in public during these, you know, outbreaks.
Christmas, too. And also, I chose to use this as my protocol for life. Now, apparently you have an auto ship I got on. So I'm on the auto ship because I never plan on letting down my guard. Because if you're going to continue to add to this number, I'm thrilled.
And what other benefits have you noticed also? Have you noticed any other things?
I'm taking the hormone therapy, too. And the other thing, besides what I believe you heard from DJ, was that my teeth feel slippery like glass. Even in the morning, I don't have bad breath. I feel like I'm very calm. I don't have any mood swings. I actually was even able to lower my Synthroid dosage, which is for your thyroid, because apparently my body's healing itself through getting the nutrient therapy. So I'm excited. I say this is like better than going out and spending money on a bunch of medications or jumping in after the fact and trying to catch up with any disease that I pick up through the medical system. I'm excited that I'm invincible.
Well, it is the divine energy.
Yeah, baby.
I guess you could say you're divinely protected.
I was anyway, but I have actually a conversation now through Scalar Energy. Learning a lot more about Scalar Energy being a communication system between your chakras, through your body, throughout itself, through the stars, through the universe, through healing of hands. It's amazing to me the impact and the understanding of what Scalar Energy, this what you called it, intelligent energy, really is.
Now, had you known anything about it before you started these treatments with Tom?
Absolutely nothing. I knew who Nikola Tesla was, and I knew what he had done, but I had no idea how all of this tied into Scalar Energy for bringing energy and how, you know, I mean, the history behind all of
and
Scalar
so why,
as well as well for the Tesla.
Why were you willing to take the leap? Why were you willing to take the leap and try it?
Well, because I trusted my best friend.
So you heard about
and
it from a friend.
I heard about it from a friend, and I thought, well, I'm into homeopathics anyway. I don't even believe in surgery unless there's no other option that I can find out there. But when I can take all those pills off of my shelf, except for, you know, fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, when I can actually get nutrient therapy assembled in my body and then have anything that comes down the road, that Tom, keep up the good work, adding more and more fungus, pathogens, bacteria, viruses, whatever you come up with, and do the reverse harmonics on it, which I was familiar with that. That's probably what sold me. Because I knew that if everything has a right spin and you do a reverse spin, you neutralize it. So when I heard that you could do that with pathogens, it made sense to me, and I thought I'd try it, and I absolutely, proof is in the pudding. Everybody that knows me knows that I always had breakouts on my mouth all the time.
Wow.
But now I have a pretty clean face.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you've been so gracious to come and join us tonight and share your story with everyone. I hope you'll come back and give us an update.
Absolutely, anytime.
Well, thank you so much. And we are so honored to have had you on our show. And ladies and gentlemen, what a beautiful story. How much hope is given tonight because of this beautiful story. And we'll have you back real soon. Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you. Beautiful testimonial.
Well, we have with us Terry.
Hi, it's Tara.
Tara, I'm sorry, Tara. Oh, thank you so much for joining us, Tara.
That's okay. You're welcome. Hi. And hi, Tom. This is Tara Ventura.
Hi.
And,
good evening.
Hi, how are you? Good evening to you. Yes, you have worked on my dog, or I guess I sent you her picture. And I have a question. You may have covered this tonight because I heard the last caller say she's not going to let her guard down. So this may answer my question. But let's see. I think it was at the beginning of October. My dog has arthritis in her knees, and she was really leaning close to the floor. I mean, her knees looked like they were always about to give out. And after you started working on her, the scalar energy, then she started standing straight up, and we were thrilled. I mean, standing up and trotting and all of that. And then here recently, I guess for about a month, she did the first treatment, and then in the last week, her knees have started to bend down again. So I guess my question is, does she need to stay on the treatment? Is this something that...
I can't say yes or no to that. I don't know. You are the only judge because you know your pet. I don't know your pet. I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
Many people see long-term benefits to scalar energy treatments. Some of the people that I work with are on this program month after month without any type of break, without any type of interruption. Only you, though, can make that decision. It's how you mm-hmm. feel and whether you detect that you're getting the benefits from having continuous treatments.
We have Tara on with us, who was asking Tom, her dog had been receiving scalar energy treatments and had gotten a great result, and I guess you stopped getting them. Is that true, Tara?
Right. Well, I did, right. After the first month, I hadn't talked to Tom, and so I thought, well, you know, she's better now, and a little bit of time has lapsed since the month was over, maybe a week or two, and we've noticed a totally different, you know, that she's having knee issues again. And my husband, who I would have thought would have been a complete skeptic, is saying, yes, I think it's the scalar treatment that was helping her. So
we had a guest
you know,
on earlier, Tara, that talked about she's been on it for, I think, 6 months, and she said month by month by month, she notices more and more benefits. So especially if your baby is older, you know, there's been a lot of years that brought her to the point of her knees, you know, having issues. So it's going to take some time to unravel, and she's going to need that continued support probably until, you know, she's all the way through it. Just because we lose a symptom doesn't mean that the root thing is actually totally handled yet.
Right. Well, I think you're correct on that.
So I know that as soon as she, as puppy dog starts back again, that you'll start seeing her stop bending those knees and everything will be super.
Okay, well, fantastic. I appreciate your input and what you're doing, Tom. It's wonderful, and we'll get her back on it.
Thank you, Tara. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. Be
thank
well.
You.
Thanks
happy
so much.
Thanksgiving to you all.
Thanks for calling. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a lot of really, really exciting information tonight. It may seem hard to grasp, but I encourage you, go to www.selfhealgo.com. I could say it this time, Tom. And look for yourself. Read some of the testimonies and think about maybe changing your physical reality with the divine energy. Do you have any final words for the people, Tom?
First of all, thank you, everybody, for once again listening in. Scalar energy will serve to change the way we live for the better. What Monet and I are trying to do is educate people that there does indeed exist another type of energy, scalar energy. That day is coming when the world will embrace scalar energy, and the advances that we will achieve with scalar energy will be mind-boggling. Thank you.
So you guys heard it here first. You can say, hey, I was a part of that movement way back in the day. And please be sure to tell people that you know that are suffering about selfhealgo.com and Tom Palladino's amazing scalar energy technology. Thank you so much for joining us for the Divine Energy Radio Show. We hope you'll join us again real soon.